This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament were disrupted for the third consecutive day today as the opposition continued with their protest. They were demanding discussion over special intensive revision of electoral rules in Bihar and other issues. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha witnessed two adjournments today before being finally adjourned for the day. In Lok Sabha, in between two adjournments, Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav replied to a question related to railway projects in Bihar. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia introduced two bills. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha. Amid noisy scenes, Sport, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbananda Sonowal moved the carriage of goods by Sea Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. But due to the opposition party's ruckus, the discussion could not take place. As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the house for the day. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia today introduced two bills in the Lok Sabha, the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025. Mr. Mandavia said the Sports Governance Bill seeks to provide for the development and promotion of sports, welfare measures for sportspersons and ethical practices based on basic universal principles of good governance. The government has said that more than 16 lakh railway employees have been trained in the last 3 years to handle medical emergencies. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav stated this in a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha today. Leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, today accused the government of not responding to opposition questions on Operation Sindoor and United States President Donald Trump's claims of brokering a ceasefire between India and Pakistan. Speaking to reporters at the Parliament House complex, Congress leader also raised questions over the Election Commission's drive of special intensive revision of electoral rules in Bihar. The Election Commission has started the process of election to the office of Vice President following the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar from the post. The process commenced after the Ministry of Home Affairs notified the resignation of Mr. Dhankar yesterday. Mr. Dhankar resigned from his post on Monday, citing health issues. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarked on a 4-day official visit to the United Kingdom and Maldives this afternoon. In the first leg of his tour, Mr. Modi will reach London tonight on a 2-day visit to the UK. In his departure statement, Mr. Modi highlighted that during his meeting with the UK Prime Minister, both sides will have the opportunity to further enhance the economic partnership aimed at fostering prosperity, growth and jobs creation in both countries. Speaking to Akashwani correspondent in London, India's High Commissioner to the UK, Vikram Kumar Doraiswamy, said the upcoming visit will be beneficial for both the countries. A report.
Calling it an ambitious document, Mr. Doraiswamy said that the free trade agreement would build a new partnership more focused on futuristic stuff.
Priority, of course, on both sides is to position the relationship for the next 10 years. What are the next big drivers of the relationship? We have jointly identified trade and investment, technology, education and science and research, defense. We are building a new defense partnership also.
The signing of the FTA would not only strengthen bilateral economic ties, but may also serve as a major factor for India to have more such agreements with other developed countries in future. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, London.
External Affairs Ministry today said that in the wake of the Air India crash in Ahmedabad, the concerned authorities had carried out identification of victims as per established protocols and technical requirements. In response to media queries, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said all mortal remains were handled with utmost professionalism and with due regard for the dignity of the deceased. Benchmark equity indices ended higher today, tracking positive global cues. The BSE Sensex scored 540 points to close at 82,727 points. NSE Nifty 50 also jumped 159 points to finish at 25,220 points. In cricket, the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy between India and England began at Old Trafford in Manchester today. Put into bat first, India was 78 for no loss at lunch. Currently, visitors are trailing 1-2 in the five-match series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.